Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, and I hear stories of their adventures and the things that they do. Well, you didn't know it, but I also sit on the bedside table of animals, dogs and cats, lions and tigers, lizards and rabbits, and everything under the sun. Last night, I was in the middle of the Sierra, the Sierra Desert. Sierra? No. Sahara Desert in Africa. And as I was in this desert, I was seeing all sorts of wonderful animals. And as you can imagine, wherever I see a fire, I'm attracted to be there. And so I saw this little pinpoint of light in the middle of the Sahara Desert wastelands, not in the desert itself, but adjacent to it. And I thought, I wonder what that is. And so I took a look. And here was this little bit of a fire. It was a beautiful little fire. It was glowing. It was just one log that had been growing out of the ground many years ago, but died. And so now it was just the stump of the log. But it was burning just beautifully. And laying next to the log were a lion and a lamb. And I looked at these two creatures and I thought to myself, well, for goodness sakes, how beautiful to see you lying together and sharing something. And I said, Mr. Lion, how do you get along with this lamb? And they twisted their heads around looking here and there. They knew they could see everywhere. They knew that there was not another creature within, within lion's roar of where they were, and they didn't know what to make of that. So I said, I'm Mr. Candle. He said, yes, sure you are. And I said, I'm Mr. Candle, and I'm in this firelight right now. And he said, oh, yes, I am on your left, and you see the second flame in from the left, that one that is so brightly golden, red and yellow, just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, I think I see you. And the lamb said, oh, my God, look, you're so tired. And so the tiger said, no, I looked for you. It's there. And so I said, well, what are you guys doing here together? Usually lion and tigers, one has the other for a meal. Well, I'm sorry.
Lion and the lamb, not lion and tiger. You said lion and tiger now.
Yeah, how about that? So, you see, she's trying to rewrite my story. And she doesn't realize that I had the lion and the tiger, and the lion and the lamb. And so I said the lion and the tiger, see if anybody was listening. And you see, you were listening. So, the lion and the lamb. Now, what are you guys doing together? Well, the lamb said, it was like this. The lion had some little cubs, and one of the little cubs was dying, and nobody knew what to do. And so this lion went out and got me from the sheepherd and picked me up bodily and carried me over to the little cub and laid me down next to the cub and didn't eat me or anything, and said, here is a woolly blanket for my little cub. And so I thought, all right, I was too young to be frightened of anything. I didn't know. My mommy sometimes picked me up too by the neck, and carried me around. And so, but this guy took me a long, long distance. And I fell asleep on the trip, so I don't know where we went. And so I laid next to this little cub, and he's the cutest, nicest little guy, a little bit cool, but the nicest guy. And I would lay next to him, and I'd snuggle under his arms, and I'd lay on top of him, and I'd snuggle around him as much as I could. He was about, maybe half my size, because I was a little bigger. And next thing you know, the little cub is bouncing around full of life and happy as can be, and running off with the other cubs. And so here I am with this lion. And the lion says, "Now, normally I'd eat you, but you were so good to my cub, I can't eat you. I have to appreciate you. What can I do for you?" And the lamb said, "Well, you've taken me away from my family, and I've been here now a number of weeks, and I wouldn't even know what my family looked like anymore. Can I stay with you?" And the lion says, "What do you mean, stay with me? Do you realize where I go and what I do? But that's okay. I'll just stay at home and always be there when you come back. But I never come back to the same places." And the little lamb says, "Well, somehow you take me along." And the lion says, "Well, as long as you stay small as you are, it's okay, but you're going to get bigger." "Well, that's, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it." So the lion carried the lamb with him wherever he went. He had that lamb in his mouth, and he went out to chase after animals to find something to eat. And he put the lamb down, and he'd say, "Now, here's a nice safe place for you, right over by this tree. You just stay here, and if anybody comes around trying to mess around, he'd say, and lo and behold, nobody did. So the lion went out and got a nice meal, and the lamb says, "But I'm not used to eating meat, you know. I'm a vegetarian." And so the lion says, "All right, you're a vegetarian, so I'll bring you whatever vegetarians like you. What things do you like to eat?" And so the lamb says, "Well, I like to eat grass, and I like to eat flowers, and I like to eat all that kind of stuff." And the lion says, "Well, out here in the middle of the desert, you know, it's so arid out there, it's not much growing." And the lamb says, "Well, that's what I like, you know, but I'll take what I can get." And so the lion tried to get him to eat some meat, and it just was not his thing. The lamb just could not stomach that meat. He says, "No, that isn't for me." And so the lion roamed far and near, taking the lamb with him. And the lamb said, "There, that's some good stuff." And he'd go and eat it. And he said, "That's some good stuff." He'd go and eat it. And pretty soon, the lion says, "I'm hungry. I gotta go get something to eat." And I said, "Well, try this stuff. You know, I tried your stuff. You try my stuff." And so the lion began eating some of the lamb's food. And it wasn't all that good or bad, but it was just food. And so he ate as much as he could. And little by little, he ate a lot. And as he was eating this food, he was just having himself a great time. The lion was eating the grass and the vegetarian foods, and the lamb was eating vegetarian foods, of course, and they got along just fine. And you know, that's the first lion that I have ever seen that would just subsist only on grass and on flowers and seeds like that. Otherwise, they got to go out and have their meat. They got to have their big chunk of meat. And so this tiger, this lion, began to feed, to teach its cubs. Whenever it had a female and had cubs, it would teach the cubs to eat grass, and it would teach them to eat flowers and plants as well as flesh. And that's why today all the animals in the world eat only vegetarian foods. Maybe. But it's a good story.
Yeah.
Hey, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. See him coming in there? "Mr. Sandman, do you ever go to bed?" "I don't have time to go to bed." "Well, Mr. Sandman, how can you go on day after day after day bringing pixie dust to put into the children's faces and put them to sleep for such lovely dreams? How can you do that?" "Well, I tell you, Mr. Campbell, this is just between you and me, but I sleep work." "You sleep work?" "Yeah, some people sleep walk, and I sleep work. And I go around putting the pixie dust in children's faces, and I'm sound asleep, and I haven't the vaguest idea what I do, but there's something in me that guides me to do it." "And well, when do you sleep?" "Well, when I get home, I go out and play golf because I've been sleeping all night, and I've been sleep working. And he says, you know, that's pretty cool. And I said, Mr. Sandman, you are just the silliest guy I have ever met. You're as bad as the lion that taught its cubs to eat vegetation matter. You're something else again. Well, boys and girls, now, snuggle down in your covers there, pull them up close around your neck, and give your mommy a big snuggle and a big huggle, and give your daddy, and give your brothers and sisters a big kiss. Come on, come on. Give them all a big kiss and say, I love you. I love you. Come on. I love you. I love you. And when you do that, you watch and see. They'll go to sleep with happiness in their faces, and they'll come running into you in the morning and say, give me another hug and snuggle. That was nice. I like that. So, boys and girls, that's what life's all about. Liking what we're doing, what we're doing, and having fun doing it. So you just have a wonderful evening, and know that your dreams are going to be sweeter than any that you ever had before. So have lovely dreams, and I say, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.